This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A coronavirus resurgence is wiping out 2 months of progress in the U.S. and sending infections into dire new levels in the South and West. Hospital administrators and health experts have warned that politicians and a public tired of being cooped up are letting a disaster unfold. With more than 36,000 COVID-19 cases reported Wednesday, the U.S. is back near its late April peak. New cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots, such as the states of New York and New Jersey. But several other states have set single-day case records this week. They include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. Some of them also broke hospitalization records. Coronavirus infections are climbing rapidly among young Americans in a number of states where bars, stores, and restaurants have reopened. It's a disturbing generational shift that puts young people in greater peril than many realize and poses an even bigger danger to the older people who cross their paths. National figures show that almost as soon as states began reopening, people ages 18 to 49 years old quickly became the age bracket most likely to be diagnosed with new cases. South Africa is taking part in Africa's first human trials aimed at producing a potential vaccine against the coronavirus. Oxford University is working with South Africa's University of Witwatersrand. The two announced Wednesday thousands of volunteers between the ages of 18 and 65 who received the vaccination will be monitored for 12 months to see how well the vaccine guards against COVID-19. More on this on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Global markets are mixed Thursday, with Asia beginning the day sustaining serious losses due to more pandemic-imposed gloom. Though the situation was much better in Europe, with London, Paris, and Frankfurt up, the mixed situation is due to more bad news about COVID-19 from the United States. Wednesday showed the highest one-day number of new cases since late April. Most of the numbers came out of Florida and Texas, both of which posted over 5,000 new cases, as well as California. Wall Street is likely to get off to a bad start Thursday, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all trending downward in futures trading. Senegalese President Macky Sall is self-quarantining as a precaution after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying although Sall tested negative for the virus, he will isolate himself for 15 days based on advice of doctors. So far, Senegal has confirmed more than 6,100 coronavirus cases and 93 deaths. As international donor teleconference is happening Thursday, it could help end Sudan's fiscal misery. The northeastern African nation is counting on international entities to inject funds into it after struggling from chronic shortages, crises, and the current pandemic. It is unclear if Sudan's success at the conference will sustain Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok's transitional power-sharing deal with the military. Sudan has struggled to stay solvent since losing much of its oil resources to South Sudan, which seceded in 2011. More than 40 countries are expected to participate in the donor conference hosted by the European Union, Germany, the United Nations, and Sudan. Russians have begun casting ballots on a constitutional reform referendum. The referendum could pave the way for an extension of President Vladimir Putin's rule by 12 years. Voting stations opened on June 25th in all 14 administrative regions of Russia's far and eastern federal district, according to TASS. It is the first day of a 7-day voting period on the measure. The opening of polling stations for a week is aimed at helping avoid crowds on July 1st. Pakistan has begun immediately grounding scores of commercial pilots. The move comes a day after an official inquiry revealed that almost 30% of pilots in the country hold dubious licenses and fake education qualifications. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.